Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your morning brief for Friday, September 22nd. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. On Capitol Hill, GOP House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has thrown in the towel on plans for holding more votes this week on advancing legislation to fund the federal government. Republican leaders sent members home after a group of GOP holdouts derailed McCarthy's latest effort to get his party to support measures aimed at avoiding a partial government shutdown at the end of this month. Microsoft has cleared its biggest regulatory hurdle to completing its takeover of video game company Activision Blizzard. British authorities today said the company's modified deal resolved antitrust concerns and makes it possible for it to be approved. Under the restructured transaction, Microsoft would be required to forfeit cloud streaming rights in much of the world for popular game franchises, including Activision's Call of Duty. The company said they were encouraged by the authorities' preliminary approval. And Japan's central bank held off on an interest rate increase against a backdrop of inflation that has remained higher than its 2% target. After the decision, there was a fall in the yen, which has come under selling pressure as investors focus on the interest rate gap between Japan and the U.S. Many analysts expect the Bank of Japan to dial back its easing program this year or next, possibly by eliminating its hard cap on the 10-year government bond yield or scrapping its negative short-term interest rate. Stock markets in Asia ended the day mainly higher, and European shares mostly fell in early trading. U.S. stock futures edged higher ahead of a report on manufacturing and service sector activity due out this morning. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news in the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.